What happens when our theology is driven by freshness instead of faithfulness? I've written an article for the latest issues, etc. journal titled New Thing Theology. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues, etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details how Bob Leeko journeyed from the Word Faith movement to faith in Christ alone. The free online Issues, etc. journal.
Gene Robinson is a self-absorbed, narcissistic man who has demanded his way or the highway by affirming a behavior that has no basis in biblical sociology, anthropology, or theology. He has been a one-man wrecking crew for the Anglican Communion.
That whole sense that meeting God would be less like coffee with a friend and more like getting electrocuted, that whole sense of God's holiness has largely evaporated.
In the preaching that you hear from your pastors, is your pastor's description of that righteous man, does it sound like Jesus or does it sound like your pastor?
Confessional Lutheran Deadheads love Issues, etc.
We have been following a story here on Issues, etc. over the last several months. Thrivent Financial used to be known as Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a Fortune 500 financial advising company. They used to sell insurance. Now it's mostly a financial services company. Thrivent went through a bit of a controversy around the turn of the year over the issue of funding through various means for pro-choice and pro-life organizations. In the end, and we'll get the rest of the story from our guest here in the first few minutes of Issues, etc., in the end, they ended up just saying, we're not going to give money or allow money to be given through us to any organizations that deal with controversial issues, including abortion. And that satisfied no one, apparently. Well, there has been a reinstatement of funding for crisis pregnancy centers by Thrivent Financial. We'll find out how that happened and how Pastor Michael Shurman found out it happened here in the first few minutes of Issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse joins us. There's a couple, they're brothers. They had a slated program, Flip It Forward, on HGTV. The show, mid-filming, was canceled because of allegedly anti-homosexual remarks made by one of the hosts. We'll find out what's going on there, what Jennifer thinks about that. Megan Ullman will join us. She's a speaker for Life Training Institute. Talk about that woman who has posted her abortion on YouTube. She said it was the right thing for her to do, and she felt proud enough about it that she wanted everyone in cyberspace to see what happened. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will join us in the second hour of the program. We'll do our series with him on Christ in the Old Testament. Yes, Psalm 23, since we are on either side of the church's observation of Good Shepherd Sunday. And then we'll play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we play four soundbites for you from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. You listen, and then your vote decides which will be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can call, email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, bumper sticker, mouse pad, pen, notepad, and, coffee mug, travel mug. That's right. That's the LPR bundle package. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week in the last half hour of Issues, Etc. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or tweet at issuesetc, or vote in advance for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to talk about the reinstatement of funding for crisis pregnancy centers by Thrivent Financial, Pastor Michael Shurman. He's pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Sherman, Illinois, author of a recent blog post titled Thrivent Reinstates Funding to Crisis Pregnancy Centers, an open letter. Michael, welcome back.
Hi. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
What I find most interesting about this latest turn of events with regard to Thrivent and its funding or not funding pro-choice, pro-life groups is, well, quite frankly, Michael, how you found out that they have reinstated funding for crisis pregnancy centers.
It's not particularly exciting. I knew a couple organizations had been reinstated, and curious about that. Yesterday morning, I went ahead and just started kind of exploring the Thrive and Choice database, which is on Thrivent's website, thrivent.com, and pulled out my list of all the organizations, all the pro-life organizations that had been removed from the program starting last December when the whole thing started, and just started going, you know, step by step through that list and searched for the first few organizations, and they all showed up as back in, and so I kept going and discovered, I mean, honestly, much to my surprise, it's a good surprise, I think, that it's around 70% of the organizations that had been removed, the pro-life organizations that had been removed, were back in. And they're all, every one of them, I think you said it earlier, every one of those is a crisis pregnancy center. For the most part, almost all the crisis pregnancy centers that had been removed have been reinstated and are eligible for any sort of Thrivent charitable giving, not just Thrivent Choice, but chapter giving, employee match, all of that.
Now, has there been any statement, any announcement that you know of from Thrivent on this change?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So do you have any idea as to why these crisis pregnancy centers, at the very least, were reinstated into their funding programs?
No, I don't. I mean, I think anyone can make an educated guess. Honestly, the fact that only crisis pregnancy centers have shown back up, I guess the educated guess would say that they must, Thrivent must consider them not too controversial, I guess, in the pro-life arena. Crisis pregnancy centers are busy in the trenches helping fathers and mothers and their children as they face unexpected pregnancies or other crises. And, they're not usually very political or anything like that. So, I mean, maybe that's part of it. I really don't know. I mean, that's entirely a guess, but that would be my guess.
Did you, what I would have done is also, maybe you did, check to see whether or not Thrivent had reinstated any of the pro-choice groups. There are very few, but whether they had, or just kind of quietly reinstating all the groups.
Yeah, I checked. I didn't see them. They're not in there as of now, and I hope to not see them, obviously. But I did check. I didn't say anything about that in the post. I think this is kind of a positive development, and really wanted to kind of try to, I think it's good to try to keep it positive right now and try to encourage Thrivent. They've actually taken a very, frankly, good and Christian step here, and it would be good for them to continue doing so. I looked, and as you mentioned, I did not see any of the pro-choice organizations like Planned Parenthood, NARAL, any of that in their database.
Now, give us the brief history, how we got to the point where right around the turn of the year, Thrivent was in kind of a crisis mode when it came to many of its members over the issue of whether or not they funded pro-choice or pro-life groups. How would you tell the story in a nutshell, Michael?
At this point, I think I'd tell the story this way. Thrivent has membership that spans, at the time, the different Lutheran church bodies in America, in North America. So you've got the LCMS and the Wells and the ELCA. And those different church bodies, in when it comes to certain moral and social issues, have fairly differing opinions. And Thrivent has members from all those different walks of life, and so their giving program was reflecting that. And so you had pro-life groups, and then some pro-choice organizations had worked their way into the giving programs, had started to. And so the controversy came about when we discovered pro-choice organizations within Thrivent giving programs, even receiving money, and many Thrivent members weren't happy about that, and Thrivent's reaction was First, to temporarily suspend giving to both sides, both pro-choice and pro-life groups, and then in February to, supposedly, permanently stop giving money to both pro-life and pro-choice groups via their neutrality policy.
What is that policy, Michael? What is their, at least at this point, we don't know what they may announce in the future, but what is their official policy about what groups they will permit to be funded through their various mechanisms?
Todd, honestly, that's a good question. It's the neutrality policy they put out in February said they were going to avoid issues that were they viewed as distracting to Thrivent's mission. So, and they specifically called out issues like abortion, homosexuality, and marriage issues. Also, guns, I think, was in there. And as far as I know, that neutrality policy is still in effect, although it's actually kind of hard to find on their website. And in their terms now, they use a more general description for Thrivent Choice eligible organizations. That general description just basically says, at Thrivent's discretion, organizations may be in or not. And I assume that part of that discretion is this neutrality policy, although it's not explicit.
You say that, and as you have here, that this is a positive step. This is a great thing to see, a pleasant surprise. Are there more steps that can be taken by Thrivent at this point to help kind of restore the faith that people had once had in it, in terms of the life issue?
Yes, I certainly think there are. There are some organizations that still are, kicked out, I guess, of their giving programs. I named three specific ones: Lutherans for Life, Wells Lutherans for Life, and then Christian Life Resources. All three of those organizations, while not crisis pregnancy centers, are not political organizations either. They are they're education organizations. They all serve the church in providing resources to pastors, lay people, congregations about life issues, bioethics issues, all of those things. I mean, that's why they exist. And it would be very good to see Thrivent reinstate those organizations, because they're existing basically doing the same thing that pastors and congregations are doing, which is just trying to educate themselves and the world and the culture about the truth of these life issues and what's going on in things like abortion and why life is sacred before God.
Finally, is part of the struggle that Thrivent seems to be having with its members over these issues is a good way to understand, at least in part, their attempt, they've really made no secret about, their attempt to broaden their member base. They were at one time Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a pan-Lutheran organization. They made the decision several years back to start moving toward a broader customer base, just to become Thrivent Financial or Thrivent Financial for Christians or something like that. Aside from the name change, that's really irrelevant. Is that a good way of understanding part of what's going on here?
I don't know. There's in the May issue of Christianity Today did a short article on World Vision and Thrivent, and I think that the author of that article really kind of hit the nail on the head when he recognized that Thrivent's challenge. And it plays out now that they're open to all Christians. But Thrivent's challenge was even seen in when they were just open to Lutherans, in that between the different spectrums of Lutherans in this country, there's this ever-broadening gap when it comes to a lot of issues, but certainly moral and social issues, that Thrivent, they're trying to straddle it and kind of keep this balance. And it's going to continue with Christianity, because the differences we have amongst Lutheran confessions also is seen amongst the broader American Christianity. But either way, they're trying to, I think, it seems to me, they're trying to keep this balance, trying to make everybody happy. And, I mean, more power to them. I don't think it's ultimately possible, but I mean, I think they're going to give it a try.
With only about 30 seconds, Pastor Schuerman, how would you respond to somebody who says, Christians don't put these expectations on Merrill Lynch or Edward Jones or any other financial services institution. Why are they singling out Thrivent? What's your response to that?
Well, it's because Thrivent says, hey, we're a Christian business. And just like if I went to, you know, Joe's Body Shop down the street because Joe says, hey, I'm a Christian business. I run my business as a Christian, and you should expect me to behave that way and act that way. And then Joe, you know, kind of runs off with my money or does a shoddy job. I should think that's not a very good reflection of what you're professing to be. And same with Thrivent. They say they're Christians. And I believe they are, when we're Christians, then our Lord calls us to be salt and light. And in this case, it is a good thing for a Christian business to act according to what Scripture teaches us about all things, but in this case, about life and our duty, according to the fifth commandment, to serve and protect our neighbor in his body. So that's why.
Pastor Michael Schuerman is pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Sherman, Illinois, author of a recent blog post titled Thrivent Reinstates Funding to Crisis Pregnancy Centers, an Open Letter. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Michael, thank you very much for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris of the Ruth Institute, a pair of hosts for a projected HGTV show, Flip It Forward, have had their show canceled mid-filming because of some allegedly anti-homosexual comments made by one of the hosts. We'll find out what the story is and what Jennifer Roback Morris thinks about it right after this.
The Christian is the dutiful, bound servant of all under the law. But under the gospel, he is Lord of all and under nobody's control or thumb.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
And frankly, being Lord of all in the gospel and yet under love, servant of all, is the best way to live.
You can meet and hear Pastor Matt Harrison making the case for confessional Lutheranism in the 21st century at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Lutheran. It's not a label. It's a confession. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Every week, Ravenelli's Restaurant and Carryout cooks up 29,000 pieces of chicken, 980 gallons of meat sauce, 310 loaves of fresh bread, and 200 fresh pies and cakes. Ravenelli's Restaurant and Carryout in Granite City, Collinsville, and O'Fallon, Illinois. Ravenelli's.com. ravanellis.com. Ravenelli's Restaurant and Carryout.